Tennessee lawmakers may soon take down those No Guns Allowed signs plastered throughout Legislative Plaza. Legislators and citizens would be able to carry in the hallways and in the hearing rooms. The General Assembly also has several old bills that are back in the works, and WPLN's Chaz Siska is here to discuss. Hello, Chaz.
Hi, Blake.
Let's start with this proposal to let guns in Legislative Plaza. If you haven't been there, it's a place where visitors pass through metal detectors, state troopers posted around the building. So why let guns in?
I think it starts with symbolism. Frequently, lawmakers are accused of being hypocritical. They've been willing in the years past to allow guns into parks, into schools, or at least that's what they've discussed, into businesses, but not in the state legislature itself. Last year, in fact, Democrats tacked a measure onto a gun bill that would have lifted the gun ban at the state legislature. Republicans managed to take that provision off the bill before it became law, but not before a lot of Republicans admitted that Democrats had made a pretty good point.
Huh. You know, I personally have seen a lawmaker carrying a gun in Legislative Plaza a few years ago. I mean, the guns are already there, right?
Yeah, they are. You have to remember, these are lawmakers who carry themselves in everyday life, a lot of them, and they're comfortable being around people who carry. So to them, this really isn't that big a deal. And also, there are some states in which you can carry in the Capitol, Texas being an example.
You know, I'm surprised that it doesn't require some kind of legislation that would have to pass to allow guns to be carried at Legislative Plaza. So why would the Lieutenant Governor Ron Ramsey just sort of casually throw this out there? Why now?
Well, you know, I was a little bit surprised, too, that the legislature could so easily lift a gun ban. But I went back, I looked at the law, and it does seem that it is the same as any business, that they have the right to use their discretion over whether to post a no-gun sign or not. Ramsey says this is something that he has been pursuing for a while, at least since the fall. He says he first spoke with Speaker Beth Harwell about it back in the fall. Ramsey even says it was her idea. That was kind of surprised a lot of us reporters, and so a few of us asked her later about whether that's true.
He suggested, Ramsey did, that it was your idea, that you'd come to him with the idea. Is that accurate?
Uh-oh. Lieutenant Governor and I have worked together on it. Lieutenant Governor and I have worked together on it. Okay? Thank you.
So if you may have caught there a little bit of laughter out of Speaker Harwell. She's not normally a person who betrays a lot of emotion, so that probably suggests a bit of skepticism on her part toward this proposal. On the other hand, you don't really have to read the tea leaves to understand where Governor Haslam is coming from. He's put out a statement saying he's very clearly against this. You have to keep in mind that his offices are in the state capitol, and they're connected to the legislative offices by a tunnel. He does not want people carrying in the state capitol, and he wants to know how lawmakers are going to keep guns out of the capitol if they allow them into their offices.
So the governor coming out against it, but you know, even Speaker Harwell and Speaker Ramsey, they've said previously that it was kind of time to back off the gun proposals after spending lots of time on them in years past, and yet this year, besides carrying in Legislative Plaza, you've still got lots of legislation floating around that could expand gun rights statewide. So tell us, what more do Republican lawmakers want to see allowed in Tennessee?
Well, you know, I think ultimately a lot of lawmakers want to see restrictions on where you can carry lifted entirely. There was an economist who came in and testified last week at the legislature on public mass shootings, and he argues that gun-free zones are actually more susceptible to shootings. Lieutenant Governor Ramsey cited that research when he started to argue in favor of lifting the restrictions at the Capitol. Also, this year, you got some bills out there that would allow private schools to make their own policies about whether to allow guns in or not. That would be a step towards some schools maybe letting them in. There's also a bill that would allow you to carry on university campuses. And we're already seeing a bill move that would overturn a Tennessee Board of Regents policy against storing guns in cars while they're parked on campuses.
So those last few sound somewhat incremental, but there are still proposals floating around like a constitutional carry bill, which would basically do away with handgun permits. If guns are so popular among Tennessee Republicans, why has this kind of sweeping thing not gotten very far?
I think they found that it makes a lot more sense to nudge the ball upfield rather than to go for the long pass. Bills like constitutional carry, they get people mobilized, and they get national headlines. Business lobbyists come out, gun control groups come out, and really start to work against it. Those groups oppose some of these smaller bills, but they're a good bit easier to get passed than something a lot broader.
Thanks for your thoughts, Chaz.
You're welcome.
WPLN's Chaz Siss covers the state capitol. I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.